He's a guy that went 0 for 5 yesterday, really struggled at the plate, had a strikeout. And the 0-1 just clips the zone again. 0-2, so Smith ahead in the count on a fastball at 89. Hasn't recorded a strikeout. So the tall 6'5 right-hander on the middle of the rubber kicks and fires, and a wild pitch that bounces below Salomon goes above his head. But unfortunately for Battle Creek, that there was nobody on base. So the infield doing its job early. Three assists from the second baseman, the shortstop, and the first baseman. The 1-2, and Broussard lines his left side, and Brian Dyer had to duck out of the way. He's the third base coach today, the pitching coach. At first base is Orlando Rodriguez. A ball, two strikes. Smith kicks, turns, and a swing and a miss. Broussard just fouls it off the inside of the bat. Just enough where he can stay in this count. But it looks like, yeah, no, it will not be a ball. 1-2. So righty on righty. Conniff on deck. Broussard in the cleanup spot. Smith, the 1-2 to Broussard. Out low and in a ball. 2-2. The count runs at 2 apiece. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Smith does it once more. And fouled on the inside, so Garrett Broussard getting up in the pitch count and really working the pitch count right now. Smith, 19 pitches. He sets a 2-2, and Broussard misses outside. He gets him on a breaking ball, and Garrett Broussard strikes out. That's the first strikeout for Gage Smith. So strikes out swinging, and Chris Conniff. Out of Wagner College, and another returning Rafter. 0-2 in last night's game. He had an RBI, though, and walked. And also was struck out. So the left-hander, Conniff, sees a ball on a fastball outside of the zone, 1-0. So Battle Creek has retired 4 straight batters. 1 down, the 1-0 to Conniff, and a swing and a miss inside. Chris Conniff a little bit slow on that swing. And he just came kind of under it. The count runs at 1 apiece. And the third offering. And low as a dropped ball from Salomon. 2-1. So Chris Conniff, a guy that bats a 254, 34 hits for him and 21 RBIs. He'll see the 2-1 and fouls this off the right foot. Just goes foul as it was pulling in field there for a second, but spun back on the right field line. 2-2, kind of fouled that off that ankle, that right ankle, so shaking that off. He's got 24 runs this season and his second summer with Wisconsin Rapids. Last season he batted at 250 at 128 at bats. This season he's got 134. A 2-2 and a swing and a bouncer. Again, just drifts away at right field line. And Conniff staying alive here in this count. And these foul balls are important because a guy that's accustomed to throwing walks, you want him to get him up in the pitch count so he is more tired and can not find the strike zone. So that's the key. Can Conniff continue to work and continue to stay alive here in this count? The 2-2 bounces in the dirt, and it comes in 4 ball. So Rafter has not reached base here yet today, but an opportunity here on a full count. 1 gone. 3 ground outs and a strikeout. The 3-2 down the plate for strike 3. Gage Smith gets him looking. And that was a fastball at 90 that worked right down the plate. A strikeout from Broussard and a strikeout from Conniff. That brings up Aiden Brewer. So Brewer, another returning Rafter, made his debut in his second season for Wisconsin Rapids. Went 1-for-3 yesterday. But last year he played in 53 games. He batted a 190 at 27 hits and 142 at-bats. Also had 27 RBIs as well. He sees a ball, 1-0. So out of Hillsdale College, heading into his next school at UNC Greensboro. Well, he'll be hitting Division I baseball. Smith throws in and hits the shoulder of Brewer. So Brewer looks to be okay. He's on his way to first, and that's the first Rafter to get on base this game. So Kyle Carlson back here for the Rafters. And a guy that had 12 games played with 10 hits on 40 at-bats. He bats a 250, 4 runs, 6 RBIs. So good to see him back with the Rafters. An early season guy out of Piedmont College from Marietta, Georgia. So he sees 77-mile-per-hour strike that paints the zone. So Carlson's last game at Witterfield was June the 11th, where he went 0-for-3. So it's been over a month since Carlson has seen an at-bat here in Wisconsin Rapids. Two down, no balls a strike. Smith fires, Carlson pulls away. He thought about check swinging there, but it comes in for a ball on a slider at 76, 1-1. So Brewer, the first Rafter to reach base, he stands at first. Bottom of the second, Smith sets the third offering. Carl's a swing and a bouncer over to the shortstop, Chang, and fires it across over to first, and he gets him. That's the third out. So nobody gets a hit. One person only gets on base with Aiden Brewer, but nothing happens because of it. We head to the top of the third. Battle Creek up 1-0. Stay with us here on WFHR.
If you're a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the third inning. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR as Battle Creek in front 1-0 over the Rafters, and Drake Fries really setting in. He's up to five strikeouts today. So he's been doing unbelievable. He'll face Kyle Ratliff right now ahead in the count 0-1. Ratliff out of SIU Edwardsville, and he swings and misses on a curveball once more. So if Fries can work in a strike here, he would strike out six of the nine batters here only through first of the order. So really just setting in and finding his rhythm about himself, because he's a great pitcher, but he's really working in the 0-2 and outside of the slider for a ball 1-2. So Ratliff out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, bats a 243. He's got 18 RBIs. And yesterday went 0-for-5. And struck out three times. The 1-2 swing and a miss once more. Drake Fries has struck out six of the first nine batters. And all of them have struck out swinging. That is unbelievable. So Fries, 6 strikeouts in 35 pitches. Surely already having his best outing. One down, and Riley Silva, the only Battle Creek runner to cross home plate today, and the only run we've seen this game. He's 1-for-1 with a base hit up the middle on the first pitch of the game. One down here in top of the third. Fries the 1-0 home. And Silva cracks this high fly ball into right field. And coming after it is Bobo to make the grab. So that's the first flyout we've seen this game. A lot of ground balls and a lot of strikeouts. Two gone. JT Sokolov struck out swinging. He's 0-for-1, as so many of these Battle Jacks have through the first of the order. But a 300 hitter, 30 hits on 100 at-bats, and shows bunt pulls it away for a ball 1-0. 15 RBIs as well. So Sokolov, a big key to this team's success, and he swings and misses low. 1-1. When you have as good of a pitcher right now as Drake Fries, what he's doing, you really have to capitalize on the offensive side. And the 1-1 skied backside and behind home plate. So ball 2 strikes with 2 down. And a 1-2 count. Setting in is Fries. He serves high and it goes above the zone for ball 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. 2-2 count. Fries comes set, kicks, turns, winds, and serves. It's up high and a changeup out of the zone, 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes. The count runs full here on Sokolov. Already struck out swinging once today. The payoff home, swinging a skied ball popped up on the first baseline. Carlson runs after it and makes the catch for the third out. So the Rafters go 1-2-3. We head to the bottom of the third. They still trail 1-0 here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your 4-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the third inning, a 1-0 lead for the Battle Jacks over the Rafters. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR as Alex Duffy will lead off. So batting in the 8th spot, the DH today. He's had 10 hits on 43 at-bats. He bats a .233. So Duffy, Smidzielski, and Johnson are all scheduled to bat 8, 9, and 1 in the order. As Gage Smith back on the mound once more. He's thrown 33 pitches and two strikeouts as well. He hasn't given up a hit or walked a batter. Prior to this game, he threw 24 walks and only 9 strikeouts, but has certainly not shown that right now. But ahead of the count, 2-0 on Duffy. So Duffy, 4 runs as well, has really started to swing the bat well. The Elon product and sees the 2-0 up above the zone, but just clips in and a strike and a changeup that just dips late, 2-1. So 2-1 count. Looking in is Smith. On the third base side of the rubber, the quick turn and the fire outside of the zone, 3-1. So the Raptors have grounded out 4 times, twice to the shortstop, once to first, and once to second. The 3-1, and down low of the zone, Duffy will see ball 4. He'll take first. So the first walk that Smith has thrown this game, and David Smijalski, he'll step in now. A guy that has no hits, only on 3 at-bats, though. And a rising junior out of LaGrange College from Canton, Georgia. This season for LaGrange, he had 29 games played, batting a .310. He also had 3 home runs and 30 RBIs as he sees a ball down the dirt, 1-0. So Duffy at first, Smijalski on his 4th at-bat for the Raptors. Hasn't seen much time, but he does so here. The 1-0 and a changeup pushes inside and out, 2-0. So 2-0 count, Duffy at first. And looking in once more, and Smith then throws low outside. It's a fastball, 3-0. Trying to paint that right corner when it comes in at 88. Has really struggled right now, and he's done well. His first 5 batters, he retired. And the 3-0, low of the zone for ball 4. So Gage Smith now showing why he's walked 24 batters prior to today. And has back-to-back walks right now. Top of the order with Ty Johnson, who grounded out to second. As Salomon, the catcher, having a word with his pitcher. So Brewer's been hit by a pitch. Duffy's walked and Smijalski's walked. So those are the only Raptors to reach base. And they've not gotten a hit, but it doesn't matter. Runners on first and second, 1 in scoring position. Raptors gave up an early run. Riley Silva got home on a wild pitch. Johnson 0-1. Headed to Baylor next season, and he sees a ball out and away, 1-0. So no action in the bullpen for Battle Creek. You wonder, well, if he throws another walk here, you know, given what happens, do you look to start warming up a pitcher? And the 1-0 down in the dirt, in for a ball, 2-0. Gage Smith really struggling to find the strike zone. Smijalski at first, and Duffy at second. And 2-0 count. A 2-0 home. And a curveball that paints inside and finds the strike zone, 2-1. And a breaking ball at 75. Runners at first and second. Ty Johnson, the left-hander, will see the 2-1 home. And down the plate once more, 2-2. Another changeup, this time, though, at 73. So well done from Smith to get back in this count and force it at 2 apiece. Nobody down. Runners at first and second. Looking in the 2-2 home. And Johnson cracks it out right side but goes out of play. Runners at first and second. They have an opportunity here. Raptors have not recorded a hit yet. Righty on lefty. Gage Smith, already with 2 strikeouts, looking to make it number 3. The 2-2, and a liner up the middle in the center field. On his way home is Duffy. The throw from Sokolov to the home plate, and the tag is not in time. He did not catch that ball in his glove as Salomon wasn't able to make it, and Alex Duffy gets home. So this game is notched up at 1 apiece. Salomon looks a little bit shaken up. But the play was at the plate, and Alex Duffy got the better of him. A one-run RBI single for Ty Johnson. And Anthony Gallison is due up. Grounded out to short. His first time up. Johnson to first, Smigelski at second. A 1-1 ball game now. Wisconsin Rapids breaks through for the first time this game. They're held scoreless for two innings. Each team with a hit. Each team with a run. And Smith fires inside and it hits Gallison on the left elbow. Runners advance, and you wonder, when does Battle Creek start to go to their bullpen? So Gallison hit by a pitch. Brendan Bobo grounded out to first. His first time up. Bases juiced. And Gage Smith getting a talking to from the coach and, well, the infield as well. Looks like, yeah, there will be somebody starting to get stretches going and warm up in the bullpen. From this angle, it looked like it was number 12, Zachariah Frasher. But, you know, we'll get word on who that is as soon as he starts to step on, because it'll be interesting to see when, how long does Smith go if he gives up only a run here. I mean, he's going to have to get out of a jam because there's no outs. And runners on first, second, and third. So Bobo, two home runs in his past three games. Has really started to swing the bat a lot better. Leads the team in RBIs with 31 and also home runs with 8. And bounces a wild pitch that goes behind Salomon. On his way home is Smigelski. And the Rafters in front 2-1. So Gage Smith just gives up an easy access, just like Fries did to Silva. So now Wisconsin Rapids in front for the first time this game. They lead 2-1. Gallison now at second, and at third is Johnson. A 1-0 count. Smith sets high, and Bobo swings and misses. He paints him outside on a fastball, 1-1. So a ball and a strike. A 1-1 count. Runners at second and third. And the 1-1 of Bobo sweeps low in the dirt. 2-1. Absolutely bombed a ball in the fourth inning to right field yesterday. Hit that 415 feet back. It was nowhere close to staying in the park. So the 2-1, and Bobo skies this in to right field. Rubner looks and runs it down and makes the grab. On his way home is Johnson. The throw, and Johnson now retreats back to third. So it looks like Rubner was going to get the throw there in time, so that's where Johnson was smart to run back to third. But nonetheless, runners at second and third. A fly out to right from Bobo. Garrett Broussard struck out swinging. And he's 0-1. But a big 2-1 lead right now for Wisconsin Rapids. They've needed that. And Gage Smith up to 52 pitches now. He's given up a hit, two runs. Two of those came earned. He's thrown two walks, but also two strikeouts. And sets in and gets ahead in the count, 0-1. No balls, a strike. You're with one down. Gage Smith with the ball now tucked in his glove. He kicks, turns, and the 0-1. A liner out and away just pulls near the bullpen in Battle Creek, 0-2. So Garrett Broussard, Utah Valley, the third baseman, 13 RBIs this season, 33 hits. That's a 212. And the 0-2 to Broussard, and bounces in the dirt. It was a fastball, couldn't control it. 1-2. So a 1-2 count. At second is Gallison. At third is Johnson. Smith looking for strikeout number three. Turns the 1-2, swing and a miss. And a lost ball, though, from Salomon. So Broussard just did enough to barely tick that ball to get a foul. 1-2 once more. Infield has now pushed in. They've taken about 3-4 steps forward. They know where the play is, the 1-2. Out low, when a ball is timed, 2-2 and a fastball. He's really had trouble controlling his fastball. He seemed to get more strikes when he's throwing those breaking balls. A 2-2 count, setting the fifth offering and fouled back right side. One down. Gallison at second, Johnson at third. Garrett Broussard, a returning rafter, batted 250 last season. One down. A 2-2 home. And outside for ball three. So Garrett Broussard being disciplined, working this count. And now he sees it full. So if Broussard gets walked, it would put the bases loaded once more with Chris Conniff on deck. The payoff. And hits Broussard in the back near his neck area. And he looks to be okay, but he's taking some time down on his knees. Broussard shaken up. And he's fine as he's trying to wave off the trainer. And he looks to be okay. The count is full, and Broussard sees a ball right in his neck. But nonetheless, that will put a runner on first, second, and third now. The base is loaded. So Broussard, a tough kid. He'll be all right. And now Chris Conniff, who struck out looking his first time up. So you have a Battle Jack pitcher warming up in the bullpen. One down. Bases loaded. Gage Smith has pitched 2 1/3. He's up to 60 pitches now and can't control that fastball once more. Or a breaking ball outside and 1-0. A 1-0 count. Three more balls and another run will get home. Smith sets. And kicks high and Conniff flies it out into left field. Backtracking and going and making the grab is Riley Silva. Johnson tags home from third and gets home now. As now Gallison on his way to third now. So runners at the corners. And how about that? A sac fly RBI from Conniff. 3-1 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. Three runs here, bottom of the third. So now the shortstop, Aiden Brewer, will set in. Brewer was hit by a pitch on his left shoulder his first time up. Runners at first and third, two down. Three runs here, bottom of the third for the Raptors. First offering, Brewer flies it away, and it goes right side, out of play. 0-1. No balls, a strike with two down. Broussard at first, Gallison at third. And the 0-1 home. Outside and low the right corner for a ball at 86. It seems like this would be Smith's last time on the mound, given they have a pitcher warming up in the bullpen. Two gone. The third pitch home, outside again, and really struggling 2-1. He's walked two batters, two strikeouts, but a lot of balls for him. Only one hit, though, for Wisconsin Rapids, but have capitalized a sac fly RBI and a one-run RBI single. And two balls a strike, low with his zone for a ball, 3-1. So Gage Smith showing us why that, and prior to this game, 24 walks and only 9 strikeouts. So he's walked a lot of batters. The 3-1 to Brewer. And up outside on a curveball. Can't find the zone in ball number four. So Brewer's reached base twice today. Runners at first, second, and third bases loaded. Kyle Carlson, who grounded out to short, as Chris Clark coming out now on Gage Smith. And his day looks to be done. So a new pitcher, Zachariah Frasher. He'll step in now. So Frasher, a guy out of St. Peter's University and a junior from Byron Center, Michigan. So it's Frasher's turn to clean up the mess, you know, really the mess where he left and Smith left, because you have the bases loaded. He's already given up three runs here in the bottom of the third. So Zachariah Frasher, he'll step in, and he's a guy that has been good for the most part. He's had four games appeared in, 8 1/3 innings pitched. He's allowed 10 hits, 10 runs, but has thrown 5 strikeouts. So Frasher, last game he appeared in was against Wausau back on July the 18th, where he won an inning, allowed 4 hits, 5 runs, but had a strikeout. So the pitching staff, not as deep, certainly, as the Raptors. Wisconsin Rapids saw a lot of the top pitchers in the bullpen for Battle Creek yesterday. They saw Howenitz. Markarian was there as well. Jake Jekalik, he was a one that Jekalik was really a problem. So, you know, that was a thing at Wisconsin Rapids. Those submarine style, those sidearm for Jekalik and also Howenitz, Wisconsin Rapids really had struggle, you know, getting hits off of that. So Zachariah Frasher, the junior and the right-hander, looking to clean up the mess and just get him out of this inning. With two down, Kyle Carlson, who grounded out to short his first time up. So at first is Brewer, at second is Broussard, and at third is Gallison. Carlson, the first baseman, 6 RBIs for him this season. So was a first half guy, and returning back to Wisconsin Rapids. And for late in the second half, looking to get more ABs and just get more reps to it, because he's a great ball player out of Piedmont College. And Frasher delivers in a strike, 0-1. Works in a fastball at 87. No one count. Bottom of the third. Two gone. And the 0-1. Outside and above the zone. 1-1. And a fastball once more. And a ball and a strike now. Two down. The base is loaded. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Carlson goes after it low, 1-2. So one strikeout away. One strike away, I should say, from retiring this side. But Rafter is already 3 runs here in the bottom of the third. Two gone. Frasher sets and serves the 1-2. Just fouled off the top side of the bat. And staying alive here is Carlson. So Carlson 0-1, looking to grab his first hit at this game. Frasher on the first base side of the mound fires the 1-2, and it goes low again, 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. The count runs at 2 apiece with deuces running across the board. 2-2 to Carlson. Low and outside again for a ball. So one ball here brings Gallison home, which would be a three-run lead for the Rafters. Carlson was down in this count, 1-2, has seen two straight balls. Frasher, the full count serve, and Carlson lines this up the middle. Gallison scores on his way from second to home now as Broussard way overthrow the ball from Sokolov. And Kyle Carlson gets to second. Two-run score for the Rafters. They're in front 5-1. So how about that, Kyle Carlson? A two-run RBI double. And a big hit for him in his confidence as well. So Alex Duffy, who walked a five-run inning here, bottom of the third for the Rafters. They are not done yet. Two in scoring position with Carlson at second. Brewers at third. Two gone. Frasher delivers in low and a ball this time, 1-0. Smith walked three batters. 1-0 count. One away, and the 1-0 to Duffy flies his out left side. 1-1. A ball and a strike with two down. 1-1 count. Frasher kicks and paints the zone with a fastball this time. 1-2. And he gets him up in the upstairs part of the zone at 87. Two down. Duffy out of Bernardsville, New Jersey, who walked his first time up at the plate. Sees the 1-2 and just goes inside up on the right corner, 2-2. Deuces across the board, and already a five-run inning here in the bottom of the third for Wisconsin Rapids. They are not done yet. The count runs at two apiece. It's been two down for a bit. 2-2 to Duffy, and a swing and a ground ball that stays fair away from the bag as Aloisio and lifts it on to first where Frasher meets him there. So we head to the top of the fourth. A five-run inning for the Rafters. They lead 5-1 now. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
All ahead. We head to the top of the fourth inning, a 5-1 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. as Drake Fry sets in on the mound once more. A guy that's had six strikeouts. He has been unbelievable. So leading off is Luke Chang. Five runs for the Raptors. A four-run ball game. They've only now hit Battle Creek 2-1. So for them, it's really been about just been excellent base running and, you know, those timely hits as well as, you know, the Battle Jacks pitching staff has really just not been good. And the 1-0 flying out backside, 1-1. So Luke Chang walked. The count runs at one apiece. The 1-1, and Chang flies this out right side. Carlson looking to track it down and catches it to his left and makes the grab. So a pop out to the first baseman. And Jake Allgaier, who struck out swinging. Allgaier 0-for-1. With one gone, Fries will set in now. He kicks, turns, and serves, and a swing and a hard-hit ball that's drifting in the left field as making the grab is Gallison for two down. So a fly out to the left fielder, Anthony Gallison, and Blake Salomon, who also struck out swinging. He's 0-for-1. As so many of these Battle Jacks did, six of their first nine batters were struck out, and they all swung at it too. Fry's getting the work done right now on the mound. He's been excellent in a swing and a miss, this time up above 0-1. And he gets him on a fastball at 89. No balls, a strike. Drake Fries turns in, and the 0-1 fouled back right side, 0-2. 0-2 count, and with two gone. Looking in his Fries. The 0-2 foul back right side and a little bit above the press box. A lot of balls have come right near the press box. We've seen them go on top and to the right, and that's coming our way today. 0-2 count with two down. Fries sets in. He kicks, winds, and releases. And a swing and a fly ball in the right field. Running after it is Johnson, and makes the grab for the third out. So a three up and three down inning for the Raptors. Drake Fries getting it done. He's only had 50 pitches. We head to the bottom of the fourth. 5-1, Wisconsin Rapids leads.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konocki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
David, Bottom of the fourth inning, Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. Well, five runs in the bottom of the third for the Raptors. They lead 5-1 now over the Battle Jacks. David Smijelski will lead off as Zachariah Frasher throws in a check swing and a fastball and gets him 0-1. So Smijelski walked his first time up at the plate. What's interesting, though, the Raptors only have had two hits this game. Carlson had a two-run RBI double. And then also Ty Johnson had a one-run RBI single. And the second offering low for a ball, 1-1. So Frasher, the second pitcher out of the bullpen for Battle Creek. He's up to 12 pitches now, is allowed a hit. And that's about it. A swing and a line drive up the middle. Bounces into center field, and David Smijelski, his first hit of his first summer here in Wisconsin Rapids. So good to see from him, and the LaGrange College product gets on base and a leadoff single. So top of the order with Ty Johnson, who grounded out to second and had that one-run RBI single to bring in Duffy. So Johnson, the left-hander, on Frasher. Smijelski at first. Frasher sets in. Turns, sets, and fires the first offering. And out and above the zone on a ball this time, and a breaking ball at 73. 1-0 count. So Ty Johnson now up to 23 RBIs and 50 hits on the season. The center fielder will set in and hit a high fly ball into right center field. Rubner comes after it and makes the grab, and tagging back up to first is Smijelski. So Johnson, some good contact, wasn't able to see that drop in some green space. So Anthony Gallison, who grounded out to short and was hit by a pitch, he eventually got home in the third. So Gallison, the Coastal Carolina product from Colts Neck, New Jersey, a 261 batter with 30 hits, 13 RBIs. And he'll see the first offering, and it comes in for a strike. So Smijelski now at first. You know, one count. Looking in is Frasher. He'll set. The 0-1 to Gallison, is swinging a miss outside, 0-2. So Frasher still looking for his first strikeout. He's given up two hits on 17 pitches. Smijelski with a leadoff single puts him at first. Raptors now up to three hits. One down, the third pitch, and popped away, fouled off right side. Anthony Gallison, a guy that has come up big from time to time again. He got his first home run 3 days ago when the Raptors were dominated in that game. They lost 26-4, but Gallison had a solo shot to left field, his first of the season, and hits a high fly ball in back to deep center field. Sokolov comes under it and makes the grab. So good contact there from Gallison, but Sokolov was the better of the two. Let that ball drop into his glove. So Brendan Bobo grounded out to first, flew out to right. He's 0-2, but yesterday went 3-for-5 with a home run into right field. Two down, Smijelski at first. Frasher fires, and Bobo swings and misses low. 0-1. He gets him low on an 80-mile-per-hour breaking ball. No balls a strike with two down. Looking in is Frasher. He turns, and the 0-1 to Bobo, and a swing and a high fly ball that's pulling into left field. Riley Silva makes the third out. So Raptors give up. Raptors get a hit, but they don't get any runs. So we head to the top of the fifth, 5-1 lead. Your Raptors are in front. We'll step aside here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life. Think about your hands, shaking the hand of a friend, hugging a loved one, holding onto a rake or hammer, catching a ball, throwing a frisbee, emailing, texting, opening a jar, or just picking up your favorite book. If your hands or wrists hurt, you're just not enjoying life to the fullest. See the Good Hand Specialist at Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Yes, Wisconsin River Orthopedics are the sports med specialists in Wisconsin Rapids. Call 715-424-1881 and get on the path to relieving pain and restoring life.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rock Onsen.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the fifth inning. Joey Field with you here on WFHR as the Raptors in front 5-1. They gave up a run in the top of the first and then a five-run inning in the bottom of the third. So Wisconsin Rapids right now, a four-run lead. Drake Fries has been a key part of their success defensively. A guy that's gone four innings, 51 pitches. He's given up a hit, a run, but six strikeouts. So he struck out six of his first nine batters. So he's been really just commanding. He's got a great fastball. He's been working in the changeups as well and getting ahead in the counts early, which has really been a struggle for Battle Creek. So Brock Daniels, he'll lead off. He's 0-1 with a strikeout. So Daniels, the Missouri Tiger from St. Louis, Missouri, 45 hits in total, and Fries throws outside for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 count here on Daniels, and he's had 26 RBIs as well. So ball, no strikes. Fries, the second offering, up above the zone as Smigelski has to reach above his head to make that catch, 2-0. So two fastballs, can't work into the strike zone. Daniels had a great day yesterday, went 1-for-2 with two runs, had an RBI and was walked twice. The 2-0 to Daniels and a line drive that drops in the left center field. And Daniels does well, leads off with a single, and that's what you need if you're Battle Creek to start to get the bats going. Only up to two hits now. So Anthony Aloisio out of Davenport from South Lyon, Michigan. At first now is Daniels. Aloisio struck out swinging. A 200 batter. Fries fires up high for a ball. 1-0. So 1-0 count. There's nobody down. Aloisio here on Fries, once more on the third base side of the mound, checks over off at first. There was a point in Fries through the first in the batting order where he struck out the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh batter. He had four straight strikeouts, and they were all swinging, too. The 1-0 on his way to second now is Daniel. Slides cleat first there, and the throw from Smigelski is not in time. So Daniels puts himself in scoring position. He stole three bases yesterday. So definitely a guy that they like to have on base. He's quick. He's got great timing. So two ball count here on Aloisio. And a swing and a miss outside. 2-1. Two balls, a strike. Three hits to two in favor of Wisconsin Rapids. The only two hits for Battle Creek came from Riley Silva on the first pitch of the game, and then Brock Daniels just a moment ago. Fourth serve outside for a ball, 3-1. So top of the fifth here, Rafters A four-run lead just like they did yesterday when they were up 4-0, but Battle Creek came storming back. So the 3-1 and a swing and a high fly ball that goes into Johnson, who backtracks, makes the grab. Daniels on his way, but retreats back to second. So for a second there, Daniels thought he was going three, but Ty Johnson was all over that. So a fly in from Aloisio and Coltrane Rubner, who grounded out to the catcher. His first time up, hit kind of a short ball that just dropped in front of home plate that stayed fair, and well, Smajowski came after it and threw him out. So Rubner, the right fielder, another Davenport University product, a swing and a hard hit ball into the second baseman, Conifin, the throw to first. He gets Rubner, but advancing to third is Daniels. Two gone. Second run 90 feet away for Battle Creek, just looking to get on the board at this point. They've been held scoreless for three innings. Kyle Ratliff struck out swinging. He's 0 for 1. 33 hits, 18 RBIs for him. Bats a 243. And a swing down low when he misses. Kind of jabs at it and sees a strike 0-1. 0-1 count. One away. Fries. Looks, sets. The 0-1 and a swing and a miss once more. 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two gone. No 2 count. The 0-2. Ratliff flies his out right field side out of play. No balls, two strikes. Drake Fries looking for his 7th strikeout. At third is Daniels. Ratliff in the 9 hole. The 0-2 home and hits a high fly ball into right field. Bobo looks after it and makes the easy catch for the third out. So no run score, although Brock Daniels gets a hit, gets to third, but can't get home. So the Rafters still lead 5-1. We head to the bottom of the 5th here on WFHR.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here, or transfer to your 4-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the 5th inning, Garrett Broussard leads off a 5-1 lead for Wisconsin Rapids. As Broussard right now, he's 0-1. But has crossed home plate, and he struck out. So was hit by pitch his second time up. That's why he got on base. 0-1 count. Here now, Zachariah Frasher. Up to 22 pitches. The second Battle Creek Battle Jack out of the bullpen. Frasher turns, serves the 0-1, and Broussard hits a high fly ball into right field. That drops before Rubner can get to it. And doing well there is Broussard. He gets a base hit. His first time today. Conniff struck out looking, and a sac fly RBI. At first is Broussard, and Conniff now is due up.